First, for people looking for housing in Milwaukee, there are a lot of challenges in the market, from questionable rent-to-buy practices to negligent landlords and the risk of foreclosure.
Last year, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel released a series of articles delving into these issues, and our next guest is here to tell us what has changed over the past year.
Kerry Spivak joins us now. He's an investigative journalist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been monitoring the city's real estate market. Kerry, welcome back.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, you've been covering this issue of landlords buying these foreclosed properties. Can you remind us of where this is going wrong, some of the problems that this is creating?
Well, the key thing that we've been writing about is how the municipal court would fine landlords and they would never bother paying those fines, and they would continue going out there, not paying their property tax either, for that matter. And yet every Monday morning in Milwaukee, you'd be able to find these same landlords at the sheriff's sales buying more properties, many of which they would not put any money into, and they would become run down. They wouldn't pay the property tax, and eventually the city would end up seizing the property, and it just was a circle that went round and round. Of late, you've had the state of Wisconsin, the AG's office, took an action against a company called Vision Property Management out of South Carolina, and they've been doing the rent-to-own type business with properties. And the problem with that the state sees is that people will purchase they become renters of a property, but they'll do a rent-to-own deal. But the buyer or the tenant is responsible for all the repairs on the property, tens of thousands of dollars, but yet if they miss one payment or two payments, they would tend to get evicted. The state is going after Vision Property, trying to crack down, or actually trying to ban them from doing the rent-to-own business in Wisconsin. That's pending in court right now.
How common is this rent-to-own arrangement?
They have nationally probably about 6,000 properties in 40 states or so, and they've been criticized in Congress for it. You don't have lots of companies doing it. It's kind of one of the newer practices that you've seen within recent probably 10, 15 years or so, but it's really been growing because you have so many people who don't have the money to purchase a home yet want to buy a home. And you'll see the signs all over the place of, rent to own home, or, call this number, this home cheap, that type of thing. And that's how they do a lot of their marketing.
Yeah, talk through how this works. If I'm the person who's renting to own, I go in, it looks like maybe a good deal, I'm paying this money in. As you say, I'm liable for repairing the house. What happens if I miss that payment or something? Do they keep all the money I've put in?
Oh, yeah, that's the killer. I go in there, and it's going to be a beat-up house. It's going to be a house that they bought on a foreclosure. And I go in there, and I agree, I will fix the roof. I'm going to be responsible for back taxes, which are frequently there. And we've had people say that they spend tens of thousands of dollars doing the repairs on the home, and then they just can't keep up with it, and they miss a rent payment or two, and they end up being evicted. Now, in the company's defense, they argue that many times people do keep up with the payments and they eventually purchase it, but the amount of your rental payment that's going to the purchase usually is pretty small. And in fact, in Milwaukee, it came to light a couple of months ago because he had an individual in that case, in that situation. The property was in Vision Properties, one of their LLCs in their name. Because they had not kept up with their property taxes, nobody paid it, neither the renter nor Vision. The city seized the property. Vision no longer had title to it. The city had title. They were going to do their thing and do whatever happens after they seize it, which is generally they take control of the property. But Vision, even though they didn't have title, tried to evict the tenant, which really was confusing because you cannot evict a person when you don't own the property. That has been resolved initially, but there might be some more court action coming on that.
If I'm the company in this case, it seems like the best case situation might be I I rent to own this to someone for a while, make some money off of them, evict them, keep their money, keep any repairs they put on the building, and then find another customer and rent, do the same rent-to-own arrangement for the next person. Is that what's been happening?
You just did a much better summary of the Attorney General's lawsuit than I did. Yeah, that's pretty much 100% on target. Now, they're not, their business now in Wisconsin is frozen because of the suit. They've agreed not to be renting any out. But the action's pending in Milwaukee County, and it's going to be up to the judge at some point whether this to decide whether this is a legal or illegal practice.
Yeah, it's not clear technically if they're breaking the law. Is that right?
That's correct. To the best of my knowledge, no other city or state has gone after them. That Wisconsin is the first one to go after them. There's been media stories across the country, but this is the first time that there's been an action, and it's pending in Judge DeLay's courtroom in Milwaukee.
We're talking to Carrie Spivak from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel about rent-to-own and other landlord problems in the Milwaukee area and beyond, it turns out. And Carrie, it seems like a common theme, whether we're talking this rent-to-own or the property owners who owe a lot of debt but still are able to go to the sheriff's auction, like you were saying, and still get properties, mm-hmm. even though they might owe a lot of money. It seems like there's a lot of gray area that people don't really have set laws and procedures for to keep these things under control. Is that right?
Yeah, it's operated pretty much out of the limelight for years. I mean, the weekly sheriff sales in Milwaukee are literally in the basement of the public safety building. And as Mayor Barrett in Milwaukee once noted, that you're using laws that are probably going back to the frontier days on how you deal with a foreclosed property. Now, Representative Goyke has said that he will be bringing in a bill with bipartisan support to try to bring the foreclosure process up to at least the 20th century, maybe even the 21st, try to do the sales online, try to get some feeling for who are the owners of the LLCs, which are frequently buying the properties, because right now an LLC, which is a limited liability company, the whole idea of an LLC is to keep your identity secret, which could cause problems in who's buying these properties.
So if landlord Rob Ferret owes $300,000 in back fees, but Robco shows up at the auction, my LLC, that might not necessarily be traced directly to me, and I can buy stuff as a different entity.
That's true, and you know what? Even if you're there as the registered agent buying it for the LLC, it's perfectly legal. Even though everybody knows that's your LLC, there's no law to prevent the LLC, which is a separate entity, from purchasing that property. There's people who have, dozens of LLCs.
Now, you wrote about a small change. I think you wrote this last month, a change that went into effect, a state law that affected originally only Milwaukee County, as I understand it, that said when a property is sold in sheriff's auction, it has to be sent to the Register of Deeds. It sounds like a small thing, but it was important. What difference has that made?
In Milwaukee, they say it's working very smoothly. You're right. It sounds like a small thing, and it is, unless you happen to be the poor guy who lost your property in a foreclosure, and then, and this is a true story, moved out to Denver to kind of start over again. And one day you get a phone call from me saying, I'm a reporter back in Milwaukee, and did you know that you're still on the listed on government records as the owner of the property, and they say that you owe X number of dollars in property taxes? That was happening over, I wasn't calling the people on over and over again, but that situation was happening over and over again, where these people thought they lost their homes, and which, you know, they're pretty down as it is. That's pretty bad to lose your house in a foreclosure. They left the house. They figured that, that's it. I don't own title. I don't have title to it anymore. And technically, they did not have title, but if the deed is not filed with the register, there's no way for city government and others to realize that the person who lost the property no longer has title, so they keep sending the tax bill, water bill, et cetera, zoning violations, et cetera, to the former owner. as opposed to sending it to the new owner. That bill passed, it was put into the arena bill, that I think that was 2015, for Milwaukee County only. Recently this year, a similar bill statewide to give the county officials the ability to do the same thing, mandate that the deeds must be filed immediately as soon as the foreclosure sale is over and approved by a judge. That was approved by the Assembly and is now pending in the State Senate.
You've been writing, as I said at the outset, about these issues for a while now and reporting on problems with the sheriff's auctions and these property owners who keep showing up. Have you seen much change since you started reporting on this?
A little bit. The city has gone after one of the biggest slumlords, Mohammed Chowdhury, and all of his properties were placed into receivership. He's trying to get them back, but that's pending in court right now, and the city is running the properties. And you see from some of the initial reports how profitable of a business it could be. I believe the city said they were bringing in something like $40,000 a month in rent. They were going to go after another landlord, Elijah Muhammad Rashid. However, and same type of thing where they were going to put the properties in receivership. Rashid struck first, and he filed an action against the city, and that's pending right now, so we'll have to see how that plays out, if the city will be able to place those properties in receivership or not. There's still an awful lot of guys, though, who do not pay their taxes, do not pay their fines, and still are out there buying property. So, yeah, there have been a little movement. I wouldn't say it was fast-tracked or anything in terms of the movement, but there does seem to be a little bit of movement in going after some of these guys.
Kerry, I'm sure we'll talk to you about these issues again. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Kerry Spivak is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us for a look at shady practices in Milwaukee's real estate market and efforts to rein them in.